UFO Reporting Center?
Yes, I'm calling from the state of Michigan.
Yes.
On 2-4 of 93, approximately between the hours of 5:30 a.m. and 7:30 a.m., we had some Star Wars activity of some sort going on over the state capital of Lansing, Michigan. My boss also witnesses as we were driving down the road in our vehicles and all, and the objects were two different shapes and sizes. One was triangular shaped, and the back of it was kind of convex, and it had double rows of lighting on it, and it had two almost like car headlights on the front with a red light on the bottom of it that was not flashing or continually flashing at all. It just stayed continuous red. And then the other smaller objects were round cylindrical shaped, kind of hanging down like in suspension, as would be these hot air balloons or something like that.
Yes.
With extremely bright white lights on them. Two of the triangular shaped objects were heading westbound. One of them turned back heading east and disappeared in the eastern horizon. But in the meantime, it shot back something in the direction of these other two suspended objects hanging over Lansing, and it had come down like a burning trail of an object that, you know, was shot and left a little disintegrating trail behind it. And then the one smaller cylindrical-shaped round object that was there scooted towards the north, just scooted real fast up towards the other object hanging there. The object that was a little bit farther to the north then shot something out, which went across the top of the trees and disintegrated across the top of the trees. And of course, as it got closer to the ground and stuff, it left that little burning trail. But it wasn't something that was real high up in the air. These are maybe suspended 200 or 300 feet above the ground. So I says to him, I said, there's some funky stuff going on over here. Maybe we should report this.
Did any of that occur during the daylight hours?
Well, 7 o'clock, it started getting light out.
Okay.
So this was just before dawn. And
okay.
The girl that was with us in the car that was sleeping, she heard us talking and saying stuff about it. But the phenomenal speed of these objects and et cetera was what amazed me. And I've seen things in the past before. Back in 1978, I stood out here out in Marne, Michigan, which is located just outside of Grand Rapids, for an hour and watched some object really phenomenally high in the sky, and I thought, well, it could be a satellite. But approximately every 7 minutes, it circled the globe, heading from south to north.
Yes.
And then from that point, it came back from the north to the south. There was a cloud covering, and behind that cloud covering was an extreme amount of light flashing. It was just like the heat lightning you see sometimes in clouds. But this happened to be like in late November when it's extremely cold out.
Okay.
And the object shot back to the north at that point, and it again circled the globe, and I waited. It was approximately every 5 to 7 minutes, and I thought, there's nothing I know on Earth that goes that fast.
Okay, now how many triangles were there?
There was three of them. Two of them were heading westbound, and the other one, I think, went to the south side of the, we call it the I-96 Interstate Expressway here in Michigan.
Okay.
And these other objects, there was, I tried to get a signpost. The closest signpost I could find was the one when we were entering Watertown Township.
Okay.
And that was, I thought I'd better grab that one, but I started witnessing these things. It was like 5 minutes to six, and I continued to watch these items. And then the triangular ones that disappeared to the west, as I said, the one turned around and it came back and it went over the area of Lansing there and it headed eastbound. And my boss and I watched. It was going so fast that you could just only virtually see like a little pinprick of the red light that was on the bottom of it at a certain point, and it was gone. But it did leave. It was almost like maybe 30 seconds after it went to a pinprick, that object or whatever it shot out came back and headed towards those other two objects suspended over in Lansing. And those may very well have been helicopters or something that they had for traffic control or something there during the day, too, but I doubt it.
How many of the spears were there?
These little, they looked like, what they were like, was like miniature flying saucers, but they had something hanging down underneath them which contained this bright light, extremely bright light. I've never seen a light that bright even at the Silver Dome. And it hung down, suspended, and below that yet was the solid red light, the big red light that just hung there, not flashing or anything.
Okay.
And, there was two of those objects. One of those was a little bit farther. Well, actually, there was three. There was three objects like that also, but one of them kind of went farther to the east, and I didn't see where that one headed, so I thought maybe that one went to the south of the expressway. But I was concerned with just keeping my eyes on the ones that were in front of me. Because, you know, with something like that, you always think, oh, well, maybe this is happening, maybe it's not real. Maybe I'm still dreaming, but...
What size, or let me put it this way, were the triangles large or small?
They were large. They were larger than our Piper planes. They were quite large.
Okay.
If you got them on the ground, I would say that they might be anywhere from 150 maybe to 200 feet at least.
Okay.
You know.
Now, all of those objects moved, is that correct?
All of the objects moved. The cylindrical ones that were hanging there, I call them cylindrical, but they were something with something like, looked like cages hanging down below them with the bright light in them. Those objects I thought would remain stationary, but of course, you know, something like that close to the ground had to be planted there by something, so it had to have been moved into place. Those objects, item or object, a triangular one, headed to the east and shot back that whatever it was, it shot back. The one closest to the expressway scooted to the north towards the other one, so that they may have ended up maybe only just a couple of hundred yards apart. And while it was scooting to the north after that got shot at like that, the one at the north side shot something out, aimed towards whatever that object was that took off in the sky to the east.
Okay.
But, I mean, by then that thing was already, that was gone in the horizon. That was already long gone.
Okay, now did any of the triangles or the spheres maneuver sharply?
The only one that scooted sharply was the one that was suspended, and that
okay.
could have very well been a helicopter, but it just shot straight to the north towards that other one that was suspended, so
okay.
that could have been a helicopter. But the other ones, I didn't see them turn at the west, but for an object that was flying that low and not going that fast, and for the great width and height of it, we thought that those objects were just more or less floating up there too, until I looked at my boss and I said, you know, I don't think I've ever recalled seeing anything in our air journals about any objects like this before.
Okay.
And that one disappeared into the west because of the rate we were traveling eastbound. And then when it approached and came back again, it had to be going at a phenomenal rate to reach the distance that it did in as short a time as it did when it swung back and came back that way. So, and I saw that one. You could see the outline, the gray shape of the outline on that one, and you could see the double row of lights on the back side of it when it was going away from you. The ironic thing is, I had the real weird feeling that this object could have reversed itself and gone in any direction that it wanted to.
Okay.
That it could have gone forward or back in the same manner that you know, like a car backs up.
Now, at any time, did you see the small spheres merge with or being launched from the triangles?
Okay, when that triangle, the one that I saw heading to the east, mounted higher into the sky as it was first leaving, there was little teeny pinpricks of light around it. I thought, well, maybe there's somebody firing at it, or maybe it's just something in the atmosphere that, you know, like a combustible gas or something being released from it that's just setting off those little shooting objects. But it looked like there were little teeny bubbles of light around it that were just flashing on and off consistently right immediately around it. And then it was right at that point that it suddenly just took off to the east and disappeared.
Okay.
So it was kind of weird. It was kind of interesting.
And where did you get our number?
I called through the government agency. They started with the Defense Department, and I got a number here, a 1-800 number, and through that one I was told by the operator, Center of UFO Studies and Research in Chicago, and then he also looked up another number, which was yours, National UFO Reporting Center in Washington. He was trying to get me NASA.
Oh, okay.
And he couldn't find NASA's number, and I don't have it. Do you have that?
No, but they would have given you our number anyway.
Okay. All right, that'll work.
Well, do you want your name held confidential over this?
It doesn't matter.
Now, what city were you near when this started?
Waterton Township is what we were entering, and we were down by the state capital of Lansing, and this
okay.
was all more or less taking place right within the boundaries of that Lansing area.
Okay.
Once we passed the Grand River Avenue exit and started swinging to the south, because the highway kind of bends around to the south of the city there and all, I just figured that the low ones suspended there might have just been those helicopters, you know, but even helicopters move.
Yes.
You know, and they're not, I've never seen lights that bright on anything like that. And at first I thought it was some of those towers that people have, you know, the shortwave towers.
Yes.
Where they put them bright lights on, but I've never seen lights that bright. Okay. And they weren't moving. They were just suspended. They weren't moving, which is, you know, kind of a weird situation. That's why I thought they were just towers. You know, that's why I got the impression that they were, like, cylindrical and had the metal hanging down off.
Okay. Because
whatever that was attached to, it had the bright light was coming from, like, the center part of it. It looked just like it was some kind of a cage of sorts. So, well, I thought it was interesting, and I'm going to keep my eyes peeled. But everybody in the car said, well, you know, this goes on all the time. You just got to stay up between 3 and 5 in the morning. And I've done that on occasion before, but,
okay, thanks again.
All righty.
Yep. Bye-bye.